Hello, welcome to, or welcome back to, Trying Not to Care. I first want to say thank you so much for your support with me moving to my new house. The past 2 weeks have been crazy. My house is still nowhere near put together. The only two rooms that are semi-functional right now are my living room, because we just painted it, and my bedroom. Every other room needs to be painted. I need to put wallpaper up. There's furniture everywhere. Nothing's organized. I mean, my bed is off the floor right now. We're no longer sitting on a mattress on the floor. But my room does still need to be painted, decorated. It's just not where it needs to be. So bear with me. If you watch my podcast clips on social media, every week I'm going to be in a new spot recording, because I never know where to record. So I'm just trying to set your expectations. Don't expect a cute podcast setup for a while, because my office and my studio are out of commission. There's furniture piled up in there. It's going to be a while until we see her. But thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for hanging out with me today and listening to today's episode. Today, I want to talk about centering what you want, not what you don't. Really shifting your focus from negativity to positivity. Because I notice in my own life and in the way that I speak, I focus a lot on things that bother me or things that I don't want to happen or things that I don't like. And it just hasn't been productive for me mentally or for my goals or for anything, really. It's difficult to get what you want if all of your attention is going towards what you don't want. And the thing is, so many of us think that what we don't want and what we do want are interchangeable, but they're two very different things. And it's important that we're intentional with how we speak and where our attention goes, if we do want things to get better in our lives and if we do want to reach our goals. So with that being said, let's get into today's episode. I hope you love it. Something that a lot of people do, even I'm guilty of this, and I'm trying really hard to break this habit, is announcing your distaste for things or your dislike for things or for people, speaking a lot about what you don't like or what you don't want, rather than speaking about the people that you do like or the things that you do enjoy. I think this is really heightened on social media, especially TikTok. It's really common for people to post these like think pieces about people or music or just things that they don't like, because unfortunately, negativity does bring engagement. It does make people flock, because negativity is something that people can connect with. But the thing is, if you center yourself around something, you're going to bring more of it, whether it's good or bad. So if you're centering yourself around things that you don't like or people that you don't like or just things that you hate so much, even though you say you don't want that in your life and you don't want to hear that music anymore, you don't want to hear people talking about this artist anymore, if you're speaking about that person or that thing, even if it's in a negative way and you're saying, I don't want that, you're just going to bring more of it. For example, if you post a video saying, I don't like Taylor Swift, I don't think she's a good artist, I don't get why people like her, she's so overrated, can we please stop talking about Taylor Swift? Obviously, you're gonna get people like me who do like Taylor Swift in your comments, and they're gonna defend her. So that alone is going to give you more of her. You're gonna get more people talking about her. But even if you get people commenting saying that they agree with you and they don't like her, you're still revolving yourself around Taylor Swift. You're still centering yourself around her and bringing more of her. You might be talking about how much you don't like her, but you're still talking about her. Or let's say that you're going through a friendship breakup and this friend hurt you so bad and you just hate them so much, and you're talking to your other friend now saying how much you hate them and you don't want to think about them anymore and you just want them out of your life. Although you're saying, I want this person out of my life, you're still talking about them, which means they're still in your life. You're still thinking about them. So although you're announcing, I don't want this, you're still attracting it. This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. The wellness community on social media can be very overwhelming, if I'm being honest. Some videos I see online make me feel like I'm not taking good enough care of myself. I'll be watching videos and then I'm like, wait a minute, I'm definitely not drinking enough water, or I'm not doing enough skincare, or I'm not eating the right foods. But then I have to remind myself that everyone's body is so different, and a stranger on the internet shouldn't be telling you what's best for your body, But a doctor can help you figure out what's best for you. ZocDoc makes that part easy by giving you tons of doctors to choose from and letting you book in seconds directly on their website. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality, in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. You can filter for doctors who take your insurance, are located nearby, are a good fit for any medical need you may have, and are highly rated by verified patients. You can also filter based on specific preferences, whether that's looking for a female doctor, speaks a specific language, or has an opening in the next day or so. Next time that I'm looking for a doctor, I'm definitely going to use ZocDoc because I know that I'll get the care that I need and fast. Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/tryingnot to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/tryingnot. ZocDoc.com/tryingnot. But the same thing goes for centering yourself around things that you do want and things that you do like. If you were to go and post a video saying, I love Ariana Grande, I want more friends who listen to Ariana Grande, you're going to attract those people who agree with you. Yeah, you might get people disagreeing with you, but the focus is still on Ariana Grande, which is what you want. What you speak about, you bring about. Your words and your thoughts shape your reality. Whatever you're focusing on, good or bad, you will see more of in your everyday life. The more that you think about something, the more that you talk about something, the more present it will become in your life. There's this thing called neuroplasticity, which basically means your brain strengthens pathways in your mind that you use the most. Like, an easy way to think about this or to understand this is imagine in your mind there or your brain, there's a bunch of roads. And every time you think about something or you do something, you're walking that road. The more that you walk that road, the more automatic it becomes in your life. For example, riding a bike as a kid. The first time you get on a bike, you're like, I have no idea how to do this. But the more times you get on it and you practice it, your brain is building a stronger bike path in your mind. You do it so many times, you practice it so many times, that it becomes automatic and you don't have to think about it so much because it's like built into you. So now as an adult, you can get on a bike even though you haven't been on one in 15 years and know how to ride one without even really thinking about it because you have a bike path cemented in your mind. The same thing happens with your thoughts and your words. The more that you think about something or the more that you talk about something, the more your brain is working on that path until it becomes automatic. If you're always thinking negatively, your brain gets better at being negative and it starts to look for the negative in pretty much everything. Back in 2020, 2021, when I was working at my old job, I was constantly being negative and just in a bad mood and I couldn't shake myself out of it. It felt like I was just wired that way. And I look back at that time and it's because I did wire my brain that way. I would wake up in the morning and as soon as I opened my eyes, I'd be pissed off that I had to go into work and my mind immediately would be like, the house is a mess. There's gonna be so much traffic. Work's gonna be so hard today. And then I'd drive to work and be pissed that someone was driving slow. And then I'd get to work and I'd be pissed that my coworkers weren't helping me. And then I'd go home and be pissed that I had to cook dinner. And then I'd only have a few more hours until bed. And then I'd be pissed that I had to go to sleep and do all of that all over again. This episode is sponsored by Graza. I just moved into my new house and I finally have a good amount of outdoor space for grilling and hosting summer parties and I'm so excited because I love summer food and lately I've been using Graza to cook my food or just add a little something to make it even tastier. Graza is a never blended single origin olive oil that comes in three different options. There's frizzle for your grill with a smoke point of 490 degrees Fahrenheit, perfect for grilling, frying, or crisping. Sizzle, an everyday cooking oil for roasting, marinating, and sautéing. And then drizzle, which has a bold, punchy flavor that goes great on bread, ice cream, salad, or your classic potato salad. One of my hyper fixation foods right now is avocado toast. Almost every morning, I make avocado toast and I finish it off with drizzle on top. It genuinely makes such a big difference. It tastes so much better with drizzle on it. Another thing that I've been making now that it's summer is just tomato with basil and mozzarella, and I let it marinate and sizzle with like garlic and seasonings. Right now, you can get 10% off your first order on Graza's site, but I personally suggest grabbing the trio. That's all three squeezy bottles, sizzle, frizzle, and drizzle. So you're set for every style of cooking. So head to Grazza.co and use TNTC to get 10% off the trio, which includes Sizzle, Frizzle, and Drizzle, and get to cooking your next chef quality meal. I literally program myself to only look for negative things or things that I didn't like. And that's why I couldn't shake myself out of it, because that's all my focus was on. And I was aware of that. I knew that I was being negative. I would say, I wish I wasn't so upset. I wish I wasn't in such a bad mood. I wish things didn't piss me off so easily. But the thing is, our brains strengthen whatever you repeat. And our brains don't process negatives clearly. So if I'm saying I don't want to be upset, my brain's not registering that I'm saying don't. It's just hearing be upset. For example, think about something that you don't want. Or you know what? Just say out loud, I don't want pizza. When you say that, the first thing that appears in your mind is pizza. Even though you're saying I don't want pizza, you're still thinking about pizza. Your brain visualizes the idea before it processes the don't. So if I say, I don't want to be upset, my brain just hears upset and it looks for reasons to be upset. If you say, I don't want to fail, your brain isn't processing the don't and it's sounding the alarms at fail. It's trying to reinforce the concept of failure. So it's looking for evidence in the past where you failed, or it's looking for things now that you can do to fail. It's strengthening the concept of failure rather than success, even though you clearly want success. You're saying, I don't want to fail, but you're not being clear enough about what you actually want. The focus is on failure, so that's the path that your brain is trying to create. The more that you think a certain thought or the more that you speak about a certain thing, the stronger the mental connection gets. You're literally training your brain to default to it. So if you're regularly thinking about something good or bad, you're training your brain to automatically think more of it. I do want to be clear though, when I'm saying this, that if you're someone who struggles with like OCD and you have intrusive thoughts and things like that, I'm not talking about that. I don't want you to think that you're responsible for the thoughts that you have. Sometimes there are thoughts that you just simply cannot control. I'm speaking more of in like an overthinking way, not intrusive thoughts. And also, just because you have negative thoughts or you're overthinking a lot and you feel like you're spiraling out of control, it doesn't mean you're doomed. Just because you build a road in your mind or a pathway in your mind doesn't mean that it's permanent, and it doesn't mean that you can't build new ones. With neuroplasticity, you can rewire your brain. That's why it's literally called neuroplasticity, because like plastic, it could be molded and shifted and changed. In the same way that you've built pathways off negativity, you can do the same thing with positivity. If you're constantly in a bad mood and you find yourself saying, I don't want to be upset, change your wording to, I want to be happy. I want to have fun. I want to feel peace. And I know that sounds silly and it seems like it's not going to do much. And I know that it's so annoying when people are like, just think positive thoughts. But just making that small shift can help rewire your brain and the way that you think and the way that you act and the way that you feel, because now your brain is focusing on what you want rather than what you don't want. If you find yourself saying, I don't want a boyfriend who cheats on me, change your wording to, I want a boyfriend who is loyal. I want a boyfriend who is all about me. Making that small little change is going to eventually make that thought stick and make you focus on people who are loyal and people who are all about you. That's going to be the focus rather than cheating. That's what you're going to care more about and what you're going to be looking for when dating new people. I saw this video on TikTok from the user Aspiring Alchemist, and his example was a really good one for how our brain processes information but can't cancel out the negative. So when you're saying, I don't want this, it doesn't hear the don't and just focuses on the thing that you don't want. Imagine you go to a restaurant, and when you go to order, instead of saying what you want, you say, I just don't want tacos. Just don't bring me tacos. And then the waitress goes off, takes other orders. It's really busy. And they're like, oh, shoot, what did that person say they wanted? Tacos? I think they wanted tacos. So they bring you tacos. You got exactly what you said you didn't want because you weren't specific with what you actually wanted. Whereas if you said, I want pizza, that waitress would have heard pizza and brought you pizza. Our brains work the exact same way. When you say, I don't want tacos, your brain immediately thinks of tacos and doesn't process the don't right away. Be intentional with your words because you might just get what you're talking about, good or bad. I mean, wouldn't you rather be given what you do actually want and what you do actually like? The more that you focus on what you actually want, the more likely you will get it. If you're constantly talking about your goals, like buying a house or starting a business or making more money, you're more likely to be focused on things that will bring that closer to you, and you'll align yourself more with what you need to do to get those things instead of thinking and worrying about how nothing's going to work out for you. Being centered with your goals and being centered with what you want is going to bring you a lot closer than thinking about the things that you don't want or things that you don't want to happen or all the reasons why you're going to fail. The feeling of not wanting something or not liking something or being afraid of something can be a very intense feeling. It can really take us over, which is part of the reason why we focus so much on it rather than focusing on what we do actually want or what we do actually like. I mean, I'm even guilty of it. You've heard me so many times say this. I mean, there's even a clip on TikTok and Instagram that went viral of me saying, I don't want friends who make me feel lonely. I'm guilty of putting so much focus on what I don't want because I really don't want those things. I really don't want to feel that way. You know, I've said, I don't want friends who make me question if we're actually friends. And it's like, I've said that so many times because the feeling of being around people that make me question that is so strong. It's so isolating. It's so lonely. And I don't want to feel that way. But my focus is on the problem rather than the solution. The solution being finding friends who make me feel seen, who make me feel supported, friends who I feel good around. There is a problem and there is a solution, a good outcome and a bad one, but we just tend to focus so much more on the bad one. Like, let's say that you have a presentation tomorrow and you think that there's only two outcomes. We obviously know there's actually so many more outcomes, like anything can happen, but in your mind, you're like, I'm either failing or I'm succeeding. Both outcomes are possible, but when you think about both, the possibility of failing heightens your emotions much more, so you're paying more attention to that happening rather than the possibility of things going really well for you. So now all you can think about is, I'm going to fail, it's not going to work out, it's going to go so badly, everyone's going to laugh at me, which ends up affecting your performance because you have so much anxiety. And you're spending so much less time preparing and more time worrying. Whereas if you focus on succeeding and you kept thinking about how good it's going to go and how good you're going to feel afterwards, you would feel so much more motivated to prepare and you would go up and give your presentation much more confidently. We tend to fixate so much on the problem rather than the solution. Like, a common thing that people do when someone asks them, what do you want, is they'll respond and say what they don't want because they're focusing so much on not having that thing. Instead of saying, I would like to be financially stable, they might say, I don't want to be poor. Or when you're sick and someone says, what do you want? Instead of saying, I want to get better, I want chicken noodle soup, I want to sleep, you might say, I don't want to be sick anymore. I don't want to throw up. I don't want to have a headache anymore. And you're so focused on all the problems and things that could help you get better. This is something that so many of us struggle with. It's like we're programmed to think about what we don't want rather than what we do want. And we think they're the same thing. We think when we're saying, I don't want this, it's the same thing as saying what we do want, because with context, it's implied. Like, I don't want to be sick anymore. Someone hearing that would register, oh, they want to feel good. But like I said, our brains don't register that, and you can't rely on everyone to just know what you want. What you want and what you don't want are two very different things and bring very different results. So you need to be intentional with your words and where your focus is. The last thing that I want to talk about before I close out this episode is, it goes back to what I was talking about at the beginning, and that is just to stop talking about things or people that you don't want or that you don't like or that you don't get. Decenter things that don't make you feel good. Decenter things that derail your progress. Decenter things that trigger you. Stop focusing on them. Stop talking about them. Don't pay attention to it. Stop making it a thing. the more that you talk about something or the more that you think about something, the more power you give to it. It's like adding fuel to the fire. And I know that venting and talking about how you feels like a release sometimes, and you think that it's going to make you feel better. It's not. It's going to keep you in this loop of thinking about this thing and talking about this thing and making it a thing in your life when it doesn't have to be. It's like someone who wants to fight with you, who's poking at you and calling you names and trying to provoke you. They want you to engage with them. They want you to get upset. They want you to yell. They want you to give them attention because it gives them more power. Them seeing you get mad, get upset, and give them your attention makes them feel important. And you might want to fight back and defend yourself, but at the end of the day, all it does is inflate their ego and take away your peace. You're giving them so much of your time and energy and attention when that could be going towards something so much more productive and good for you. When you take away your attention from something or someone, you take away its power. The less you think about it, the less you talk about it, the less it has over you. When I've gone through friendship breakups or romantic breakups, I took them really hard because I cared a lot, obviously, but I would just fixate on it. I would spend so much time thinking about what they did wrong, what I did wrong. How can I fix it? How could they do this to me? Should I say something? Just spiraling over something that's already happened. And it would affect my mental health so much. It would literally drain me. And I was thinking about it nonstop. I was talking about it to anyone who would listen, and it just wasn't productive. But once I let go and I stopped centering my whole day around that person or those people or this thing that happened, and I focused more on my life right now and the people in my life right now and the things that I enjoy right now, the things that didn't work out or the relationships that didn't work out stopped having so much power over me. And eventually, you know, it took time, but eventually I was able to move on from them because I wasn't so emotionally attached to anymore. Sometimes you just have to say it's not that deep and keep it moving if something's no longer serving you or doesn't align with you. You need to stop making it a thing and stop giving so much of your attention to it and start giving your attention to what you actually want and what you actually care about. Your words, your thoughts, and your focus really do have such an impact on your world. And obviously there are so many factors that play a part and are out of our control. But I do think that there are some things that we do have control over. And I think being intentional about what we want and how we want our life to look is just so important. So I hope today's episode encourages you to start talking about what you do want, talk more passionately about the things that you love, the people that you love, and start putting energy into things that actually make you happy and make you feel good. If you liked today's episode, if it resonated with you at all, I'd love if you shared it with a friend who you think needs to hear this, post it on your story, you know, just DM me and let me know your thoughts. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment. And if you're not following me already on social media, check out my Instagram and TikTok. I've been posting a lot about my house and the moving process. I'm going to be posting a lot about renovating. We're not really renovating that much. We're just painting, wallpapering, buying furniture, things like that. But if you're interested in that and you want to see that, check out my socials. I also post podcast clips. I post podcast audios. I post mental health things. I don't know. I try to make my social media a safe space and just like a feel-good space. So if you like that kind of thing, my Instagram, my TikTok, my YouTube are in the show notes. That's everything for today. I hope you loved it. If you did, let me know. I love you. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you next Monday. I'll see you then. Love you. Bye.